H to the C is my prime directive. H to the C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I really hope this meeting goes well.
John, please, don't get your hopes up.
We haven't gotten a check in a month, Ryan.
I'm just not ready for another rapey ass deal that's going to have us sitting in limbo doing everything that they want and nothing that we do.
Ryan, I know how much you like to be raped, but what about how much you like to have money in your pocket?
No, John, you're getting it all mixed up. I don't like to be raped. I don't like rape. I do like money. I mean, John, when we started off with Friends and Family magazine, I had a perfect little starfish.
I know, it was the sweetest starfish I ever did see, Ryan, but we really need the money.
John, my starfish is a sea cucumber now. Do you know how that feels? To have a sea cucumber where your starfish used to be?
Squishy?
No, John, not squishy, not anything. I don't feel anything where my sea cucumber is. The sensitivity is completely gone back there now.
Let's not go into this thing with a negative attitude, because that's going to give negative results. So we need a positive attitude for positive results, Ryan. I read that on a napkin, so...
John, I wipe my ass with napkins. But for you, I'll stay neutral. Well, for you and the fact that I'm actually a fan of this magazine.
Well, great then. We'll have a sponsor that we can really get behind.
John, that's exactly what you're not getting. Ass rape by a complete stranger? Well... that hurts. But getting ass raped by a friend? Fuckers and Full Magazine, for God's sake? Well, that's a betrayal. I don't know if I have another one of those left in me.
Well, I didn't realize you felt this strongly. What's so great about this magazine that you don't want to tarnish?
John, I look forward every year to the annual Streetwalkers of America issue, where they rank every streetwalker who's registered in the United States, so I know in any given city who the best bitch to go to is, and exactly why.
That is valuable information. I'll give you that, Ryan. But don't you want to be a part of that?
Dick Delicious has been my hero since I was like 15 years old. The man's a visionary in the industry. If something goes wrong with this deal and we end up getting pounded in the ass, I don't know what's going to happen to me. It's going to be like when I found out Hannah Montana was a junkie times 10. My universe will shatter.
Yo, Dave, send him in.
Okay, yes. Hello, boys. Yes, Mr. Delicious will see you now.
Boom.
It's about time.
I want to stay out here for a little while. First.
John, come on. We have business.
All right. I'll see you later.
You get in there. You get in. Scoot.
I'll see you later.
All right. Come on in, boys. Have a seat.
OMFG. Dick Delicious. You, sir, are a visionary. I'm a huge fan.
Mr. Delicious? It's a real pleasure to meet
you. All right, guys, let me cut you off right there. I don't have time to waste. Sit down and let's get right down to asses and racks.
All right. I like this guy's enthusiasm.
I like asses and racks.
We all know why we're here. You guys just got dropped by Friends and Family magazine, and we need a new podcast to sponsor, so let's get down to business. For starters, a little cross-promotion. Have ads for the magazine in your podcast and ads for your podcast in the magazine.
Well, it would depend how intrusive...
We don't do ads. Right? We don't.
You'll do ads. And there'll be other things as well. Maybe a cover story on H to the C.
Cover story we could do.
That's tempting. Ryan, you've always said, and I've always said, that I always want to be... We could be fuckers and foes ourselves, officially.
Excuse my friend... As you may or may not know, our merchandise has always been a big staple of H to the C programming. We have to continue with that if we're going to be partners. And we want a 30% cut.
Hey guys, how would you like some fuckers and faux keychains?
Oh.
Wow, I've actually always wanted one of these. Are these 1982?
They are.
Holy.
The rarest of them all.
John, you may not know this, but... this keychain was designed by David Duchovny in 1982 at the end of a 3-day cocaine bender that ended with two women dead and one that had to be surgically removed from his penis.
These are the mythical keychain?
This is a real piece of history here. I'm getting all worked up.
There's going to be some changes to the show.
I don't do well with change.
Hold up now. What kind of changes are you talking about, Mr. Delicious?
Listen, guys, I understand that you're the fucking artist, but you gotta remember, I'm the fucking visionary. The least you could do is hear me out.
All right, you're right. Keeping a positive attitude. We don't want to give off the impression that we aren't team players, so I'll hear you. Ryan, will you hear him out?
I didn't come here for tea, John. I came here to hear their offer, and most likely refuse it. So I'd actually just like to get on with it.
First thing, guys, the show is way too fucking long. 90 minutes? I can't keep my dick hard for 90 minutes.
Mr. Delicious, I think you're selling yourself a little short.
I also don't see how it's our problem that you can't keep your dick hard for an hour and a half.
It's not a matter of can I keep my dick hard for 90 minutes. It's a matter of do I want to. And the answer is no, I don't. 15, 20 minutes tops.
Ryan?
I actually can't disagree with that. Who wants to keep a hard on for that long?
Another thing, guys, we need to shift your demographic. Let's throw a little blood in the water and get some new segments. Like MC Crosswalk Suicide. That was fucking beautiful. And the stories about the whores in Vegas? You know, real slice of life shit.
Well, it's actually really nice to hear that you actually listened to the show. I mean, a little bit more than I could have expected, really.
Everything else, one hell of a listen when you're taking the shit. But that's about it.
I mean, what do you suggest? I'm actually kind of hearing you, but what do you think we can do?
More sexy broads, for one thing.
Yeah, I mean, we always have more sexy broads.
We've got Sally Generic. She's kind of sexy in her own way.
She's all right, but maybe tart her up a little bit and get her into some heavy girl-on-girl action.
Well, that would be an interesting turn.
I mean, it's not like I'm against girl-on-girl action. I don't know how Sally would... Well, we'll talk to her. We'll talk to her about that.
And one last thing, guys. No god fucking damn cunt Scatran.
Yeah, well, he's dead, man. That was a dark time in our lives.
That's a very reasonable request. Yeah, you won't be seeing any more of him, we promise.
I mean, what the fuck was that?
We honestly don't know.
I don't know. Consider him dead.
You know, you're making a lot of demands. We haven't actually signed anything yet.
I'm not worried about that. I know you will.
You know, Mr. Delicious, Dick, I really respect you, but this is a lot to take in.
You know what John's politely trying to say, Mr. Delicious? Or can I call you Dick?
Mr. Delicious.
All right, Mr. Delicious. You can take this contract, Mr. Delicious, and pretty much shove it up your ass, because we're not signing it. We're not signing a contract with anybody.
I don't really want to compromise my art.
At the end of the day, Mr. Delicious, I'm going to continue reading your magazine, but we do things our way. And I'm not going to be sitting back in our podcasting booth watching some asshole with a checkbook pull on the puppet strings. Not again.
We've already been hurt too many times, Mr. Delicious.
You're just like everybody else. You want to get us in here, you want to poke around, you want to open up them ass cheeks. Well, it's not going to happen. You know, Dick, I was really hoping this wasn't going to be a piece of shit rape deal. You know, wake up in the morning, grab your magazine, sit down to take a shit, see my smiling face. All could have been right with the world.
It's what we all dream of, but...
We walk in here, and you ask us to bend over, just like they all do.
I'll tell you what, ladies, I'm going to write a number down on this piece of paper, and when I hand it to you, it's going to turn into lemon gin, and your panties are going to drop right off. Century, and we'll make tons of money.
You better be writing down square root of negative one, because that number is fucking imaginary.
Oh.
That is not what I thought it was going to be.
Those zeros, they just keep going.
There's so many zeros that I need some commas in there to just grasp how big this number is.
Is there a name for this number? I've never seen one quite so large before.
I'm coining it right now. That's an H to the cillion fucking dollars.
An H to the cillion dollars for doing H to the C. Wow.
You know what? I don't know why we never changed the show before. 90 minutes?
90-minute episodes?
What the fuck? Who has the time for that?
Who says that podcasts have to be an over an hour long anyway?
We get to say because it's our podcast. What if we just all of a sudden started saying, hey, 15 minutes, 7 minutes, 6 minutes and 35 seconds?
Then that's what a podcast is.
That's exactly what a podcast is. And I've always wanted to do some new segments. I can do that idea we talked about where we do, like, the dating ad, only I say the lyrics to the Sir Mix-a-Lot song, Baby Got Back.
Yeah, I mean, now I can finally get around to making Relative Velocity a full-fledged segment.
That appeals to a huge demographic, I bet.
The nerd demographic is huge right now.
We're in the business of making people happy. And with a shorter show, that just means that people can get happier, faster, and more often.
And with an H to the Cillion Dollars, we're definitely more happy.
That's motivation. We can start banging out segments left and right, up and down, side to side, east to west, north to south.
And I think I'm really happy to be part of the Fuckers and Faux family.
This isn't a rape deal at all.
No, John, this is the opposite of a rape deal. We've been wined and dined, and we've been lubed up nice. I think it's time to spread our legs.
All right, gentlemen, I think it's time we make it official and seal this deal. Now.
Presenting the princess, Kate Middleton, here to perform for you a very, very special Manitoba milk bag.
Don't you mean Buckingham milk bag?